You're at the local on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Keep your finger on the pulse by tuning in every Saturday 1 till 2.
For all your inside information on local community groups and events.
Join us at the local 1 till 2 every Saturday. On 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Hello, Domenico, and hello, everybody else. This is 4ZZZ, and I'm Eleanor, and you're on At The Local.
Yay, yes. Here on At The Local, and the time is really on 1 o'clock.
I actually have to say, there is a new level of precision coming to this show. This is the second week that we have started. 1 o'clock.
I know. And I like to thank the people from Brisbane Line, Saturday Brisbane Line, for doing that swift, sharp handover.
That's what you expect, though, of the cutting-edge news team here at 4ZZZ.
I agree. And now, to talk about how great we were, talk about how bad I'm feeling, I'm a little... a little hungover.
So this show is going to be really gentle.
Very gentle.
And loving. It's going to be the audio equivalent of somebody stroking your forehead with a cool, cool hand.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. So...
what are we talking about today, Dom?
Well, we're going to be talking about the Brisbane Queer Film Festival and hopefully having an interview with... Eleanor?
Travis Dewan from the Brisbane Emerging Arts Festival, 4ZZZ sponsors.
Yes.
So also chatting a little bit about what you might be able to do tonight if you and your main squeeze or second to main squeeze are looking for something to do. There's great stuff happening with Flickerfest and with Britney Spears, the cabaret.
I know. I can't wait. And, well, can we talk about this?
What do you mean, too soon now? No, we can't talk about that yet.
Okay, we can't talk about that
hold,
yet.
Hold it. I think, though, there's a bit of a theme going on here because you and I have both seen two relatively traumatizing film experiences lately.
Oh.
And I think that what we need to do is reclaim the space and get back onto some good quality content.
Yes.
Because what was your experience, Dom?
Well, I went and saw on opening night the film Shame about a sex addict. And it was extremely, extremely depressing.
This has been getting quite a lot of press. Can you give us a quick one-seconder on it?
One-seconder. Okay. A man lives in New York. He's quite a wealthy businessman, but so he can afford to buy prostitutes. So he has to have a climax, whether it's sex or through masturbation, every lunch break. So he always cuts to his lunch break where he goes to the bathroom to relieve himself. And then every night he has to have sex. But the thing is, his sister comes into town, breaks up his routine, so he can't have sex on a few of these nights. And what happens is he starts to break down. Like this real smooth, heart, like very efficient man. And then he breaks down because he can't have those sexual experiences. And it's actually really depressing. It's really graphic, actually, in the way he has sex, and you know that he's not having sex because he's enjoying it. He's having sex because he feels it needs to happen.
Yeah, right.
And it's some of the sex scenes. It's not, to be honest, it's not very graphic. I've seen more graphic sex scenes, and such in Short Bus and those films.
A lot of people are really reporting, though, that it's a harrowing experience.
Oh, my God. It's like, I felt really uncomfortable. He's essentially crying as he's having sex because you know he doesn't want to do it, but he has to do it.
Okay, look, my film experience was significantly more banal. Like, there was no graphic sex in it. I think there was one little kiss and a little backstroke. But I saw The Vow with Rachel McAdams and then somebody else boring. And I'm never going to get that hour and a half back either. I think the both of us, I mean, mine is a much less socially significant theme. Lady and man are in a car accident. Lady loses memory, forgets being in love with man. Man needs to win her back. You can all guess what happens by the end of the hour and a half.
Oh, the worst 92 minutes of your life.
It was pretty bad. But anyway, so I think we need to feature that there is something more out there to life. But probably right now, I think we could just give you a little homage and play a bit of Bedroom Philosopher with Northcote, So Hungover. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you're on 4ZZZ and this is At The Local. And that was the gorgeous Emily Barker and the Red Clay Halo with Billowing Sea, following on from the Bedroom Philosopher who's so hungover. There you go. So just a little bit for Dom. I have to admit, I used to take the 86 tram home and I felt quite nostalgic during that song.
Aww. So good.
Nothing like a bit of nostalgia. Now, speaking of nostalgia, before the break, we were chatting about some flashback horror film experiences that we were having.
Yes, very, very bad horror film experiences. And I felt really disturbed from shame. I really was.
I would actually also say, as Valentine's Day is coming up this Tuesday, I think Shame would have to be listed as a major Valentine's Day film fail. So if you are out there and you are thinking about taking someone on a first date, Shame is not the movie to go and see.
Definitely not. Definitely. And there's a suicide attempt in that as well.
Yeah, look, so, and controversy and interesting and, you know, driving us a film, but I think it's one of those once-only see films. Mm-hmm. You know, don't go back and watch it as your favourite Saturday night squeeze. Equally with The Vow, no matter how romantic your experiences are, they're always going to pale in comparison to the deluded montage love couple that was in this movie.
But, Eleanor, I believe you were saying that the couple sitting in front of you had a good old 10-minute max smack on session after the film. Like, they really loved it.
I know. This worries me. Because as the mainstream movie a kind of machine gets ever more conservative, I have this deluded hope that it's actually going to create movies that are better than the ones we've come to expect. You know, kind of like, oh no, we can only do things that would definitely be good as opposed to definitely be blah. Anyway, I think that's actually what's causing the resurgence of the short film and the short film festival.
And Flickr.
So if you're looking for an alternative, I would say tonight, head down to Judith Wright and check out the Flickr Fest.
Mm-hmm. It's its last night, you know?
Yes, and they're playing the best of the international short films. So I don't know, have you ever been to Flickr Fest?
No.
Sorry. I don't know if it plays in Sydney. As I think Sydney's its main festival where it does everything. But then after that, they tour the program and they're touring here and they've had a few nights at Judith Wright. And then tonight they're going to be showing, you know, Norwegian films, Portuguese films, crazy British films. There's a lot of Australian premieres. And interestingly, even though they're short films, you are still seeing surprisingly big names like Colin Firth and Keira Knightley. I normally hate the name Keira Knightley. Like, if Keira Knightley's in a film, I don't see it. But, you know, I figure the good thing about going to a short film festival is you never have to settle in and be like, there's 90 minutes of this to come. Like, you always know it's going to end.
Definitely.
Not like Shame. Yeah. Not like The Vow. Name and shame films. But don't see them.
Everyone should get down and check out Flickr Fest because it is, they're like 10-minute films.
Also, I think there's some really, there's interesting, you know, patrons, Baz Luhrmann, Gillian Armstrong, Claudia Carvin. They're, you know, they're on board to kind of promote film in its greatest diversity. So it's, you know, there are times at which you want a fabulous Korean manga to be followed by dark, moody Swedish films. Other times you want a really great sort of narrative love story. But I think that the short film genre really lends itself to a little bit of fun, a little bit of difference, and that sort of eclecticism rather than sitting in for the grind of an hour and a half of pap or an hour and a half of really traumatizing content.
Yes. Yeah. And always find short little film for, I've been to a few of these ones, not Flickr Fest, but smaller Brisbane ones, and it's really good. It's actually an event. You go, it's not that you buy your popcorn and you go sit down and go, okay, we're just going to watch a few short films. It's an actual event, and everyone is extremely excited to watch them. That's what I found.
And there's a chance really to talk about it afterwards. It's not just going to go passively consume, eat your popcorn, feel full of sugar. It's a chance to say, you know, is this a conversation about the kind of stories I want to tell? And there's little stories about, you know, young friendships and adolescents kind of searching for identity, as well as The Last Norwegian Troll. Last Norwegian Troll. I kind of have a soft spot for trolls. I think that they're sort of the fantasy equivalent of the sloth. I'm sort of a little bit enamoured by them, and yet I'm not sure why.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
But Colin Firth's going to be there.
I don't think he's going to be there. He's just going to be, like, on the screen. Disappointed. Well, now that we've crushed your dreams, I wonder if we could also play someone who's never crushed my dreams. Although, if Emiliana Torini was to turn up at this film festival, I would be pretty excited. Maybe we could play some Emiliana and you can dream of Colin and I'll dream of her.
Okay. And this song is called Emiliana Torini and the song is Big Jumps.
Oh. And this is 4ZZZ. You're on At The Local, and we all need someone to drive us mad.
Yes, and Eleanor's doing a great job of doing that to Emma at the moment.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say I'm driving you mad.
Of course not, you'd never drive me mad.
Why am I driving Emma mad?
Because I'm sure she's listening to us right now, and she would love to hear our show together.
I have popped my collar in honour.
Yes, you have.
Ready? It's a visual joke, obviously going down flat on the radio, but I popped my polo shirt collar in Prepsy solidarity.
Yes, and the time is 25 past 1 o'clock in here at The Local. And Eleanor, who did we just hear?
We were just listening to The Wombats with Our Perfect Disease. I was totally rocking out, notwithstanding the fact that I completely changed my own playlist after being really obsessive compulsive and writing one.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. I can't believe I did that. Anyway, you know who else is Our Perfect Disease and who drives me mad?
Who?
Britney Spears. Can you tell that's not really true, but I just wanted to segue to the next piece of discussion?
Yes. So, would you believe Britney Spears, like, people are doing a cabaret show now about Britney Spears?
I would totally believe that. I would actually feel thrilled that they were doing that.
Mm, this lovely performer, Chrissy Whalen, she is doing a production, a cabaret production of Britney Spears at the Powerhouse.
Now, for those who are not terribly into cabaret, typically, the confines of cabaret is one, maybe two people, a pianist, and a kind of story-based telling through song. And so this production, as far as I can tell, looks like not just a rendition of Britney's songs, but a sort of interwoven experience of the character of Britney built through life into her songs, into this kind of grand narrative that apparently manages to both humanize Britney, lift into the kind of irony and pathos of some of her songs, and also be quite funny.
Yes.
Quite funny in a caricature kind of way.
Yes, so I believe this show will be touching base on all of Britney, her singing, her dancing, her acting, her nervous breakdowns.
Her haircuts.
Yes. The much vaunted kiss with Madonna. Disastrous love affairs.
So I've had to use my sound effect for kissing twice today already. What a sound. It's like the Goon Show.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I believe this cabaret show is going to be absolutely fantastic.
It's actually been playing in quite a few places. So they had it at Midsummer in Melbourne. It's been playing in Sydney and is now here in Brisbane. And you can see it tonight for the last night, I think, at the Powerhouse.
Yes.
And it's a bit of a double bill with another cabaret show. So if you're having a bit of a cabaret junkie type time, you can go and see it. But I have to admit, I had a bit of a secret desire to bring this song, to bring this story up, because featured in the show is the song "I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman." And I asked you this off air, Dom, but I just couldn't believe translating song titles into another language is obviously a very fraught talent.
Oh, yes.
So if you were to think about, Britney's song "Toxic," it would be called "Le Toxique" in French, and or something similar.
Yes.
I don't know why I ad-lib that sort of multilingual stuff like this. Well, that's a bit of a hard ask, but I hope "Le Toxique" is what it was called in French. But in Chinese, "I'm not a girl, not yet a woman" was translated into "has menstruated, but not yet had sex." I just thought that was just such an enormous song translation fail. And because that piece of information has been just swimming away in my head for these years, I was so desperate to bring up this cabaret show once I saw that it was on. So I feel pretty good that little experience has taken place for us.
Wow, it's pretty big. It's a pretty big translation fail.
Yeah, And a bit of a dilemma tonight. Like, if you're looking for something amazing to do in the new Farm Valley type area, you could be really torn between seeing some exceptional new short film that will guarantee if your date has ADHD, you guys will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go and see ironic renditions of Britney Spears.
Do you think there will be serious, diehard, dedicated Britney Spears fans?
There are diehard, dedicated Britney Spears fans
going to this. And obviously this cabaret performance, from what I understand, will be making lighthearted jokes at Britney's life and
probably at her expense.
Exactly. Will these fans get quite upset, do you think?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that if you are a Britney Spears fan, then you are probably either 10, and then your parents won't let you go and see cabaret shows anyway after 7 p.m. Or, you know, maybe you're fully aware of the irony and you like her because of her fantastic plastic kind of feeling.
Well, considering when Britney first came to fame, I think people who are 12 or 13 who got into her, even younger, they're in their late teens, early 20s, mid-20s now.
That's it, because she really is a bit of a 90s phenomenon.
Yes.
So maybe they're people our age.
Yeah.
Would we enjoy this show for the music?
I would go and be highly entertained for the ironic portrayal.
I would go for the deconstruction of a pop icon.
Yes.
But I don't think I would go purely for the music.
No.
You know who I would go and see purely for the music, though?
Who?
I would go and see Zola Jesus. Lady Crush.
Lady Crush.
Lady Crush.
Oh.
I don't think Zola's her real name. I don't even think Jesus is a real name. My God, what if it is? But I like the music.
Mm. And this is the song we're about to listen to?
Yeah, we're going to listen to Avalanche, I think. I'm going to just dream of Britney Spears and be humming Toxic along in the background, like a little sort of mashup, but listening to Zola Jesus over the top.
Nice.
This is 4ZZZ. You're on at the local. We're live mashup Britney Spears. All I have to do is leave my mic on and then sing along.
You will be doing this. And that was White Dove by Tijuana Cartel, local band here, Eleanor. You're listening to 4ZZZ.
Yes, you are. That was a death stare. That was what was happening then.
Oh, yes. Off air, we've kind of had a bit of a difference.
A difference of opinion. That's it. Falling out, date one, broke up.
Well, why don't we go see Shame or The Vow?
No, no.
Don't make it all better.
Oh, God, no. You know what was happening in between Zola Jesus and Tijuana Cartel?
I believe a nice little spot about our fundraiser for our new transmission.
Or Triple Z, Ignite Your Gay Mission.
Yes, and I believe you will be performing at this.
Soundtrack number 3, that's the last sound effect I'm ever going to do. That was me igniting. How awkward.
So, at the Wickham, this fundraising event for ZZZ.
Third of March.
At what time?
I think it's 12 till 5, so it's an après-midi shaking of the tin.
Nice. And a gold coin donation. And what kind of performances will be happening at the
Wickham? I think there is a sausage sizzle. That's a performance. Drag shows, parties, the DJ element. I'm going to do a bit of spoken word.
Bit of spoken word. Some of that poetry stuff.
Doesn't rhyme. It's not very good poetry. Anyway. After this, though, we're going to talk about something else that's happening. Actually, before we ignite the gay mission, the Brisbane Emerging Arts Festival is going to be on next weekend.
Yes. Known as Beef.
Beef. That's Beef. How I'm thinking of it. Beef. They're proud 4ZZZ sponsors, and we're going to be talking to the director in a little bit, so we might play a little bit of music and then try and have a chat on the phone.
Yes.
I like the way this goes. I think that we should send it out with a bit of first aid kit. More Swedish girls. Do you know what I mean? These are the kind of girls who watch indie art house short films. That's what I think. You're on 4ZZZ at the local. This is First Aid Kit.
And that was First Aid Kit. That was a really lovely song.
I think the First Aid Kit girls are super cute.
They are super cute.
I feel like they own really good duffel coats.
They sound like the kind of girls I want to offer up my arm to.
They're like, can I help you across the road?
Yes.
There seems to be an elk. Let me get it out of your way.
With beautiful blonde hair. But we are joined on the phone by Travis.
This is Travis Dewan, who is the director of the Brisbane Emerging Arts Festival, proud for 4ZZZ sponsors. We've been referring to it as Beef. Does anyone in the team refer to it as Beef?
Yeah, a lot of people do. It's a long title, and in its first year it was called Beef, so people just say it how they want it.
This is it, and who is Beef?
Beef is a lot of people. Brisbane Emerging Art Festival is the Brisbane people. It's a representation of arts workers and artists, all from Brisbane and the surrounding areas. It's our community, really. That's what it is.
I think that they are ideal folk for At The Local.
Yes.
We like to consider ourselves a groundswell. We are a groundswell. Now, what exactly is happening this year with Beef? You're saying in its first year, I'm seeing here on the media release that it was just a visual arts festival, but I think it seems like it's even more.
Yeah, it is. It's next Saturday, and it's at Metro Arts, and we will be taking over four levels of the Metro Arts building and essentially showcasing artists, but from various disciplines, from fashion, film, performance, spoken word, and these will be displayed throughout the city, Metro Arts building, inside and outside. So it's everything. And although it's represented by such different disciplines, essentially they're all artists. And so these artists are in their emerging stages or the emerging development of their career. So this is a really exciting thing to see all in one place.
Now, a lot of people also sometimes can be a bit critical of the Brisbane art scene, but I think that, you know, the diversity and the richness of programming that's coming up for Beef is really quite a testament to how Brisbane itself is emerging.
Yeah, well, the logo or the symbol that we've worked under for this festival is two hands coming together, and it really is a testament to that idea where everybody is putting in their time and their niche passion, I guess, into this project and making, you know, what we would like to represent in our city, or a way to articulate our city culture. So it's if people want to learn about what's happening in Brisbane, then they should come to this festival if they can, or view our documentation online, and at least it will be a way to access our arts and show what's happening in contemporary times in our city. And I think we are moving forward, Ellen.
There you go. Now, Travis, this is a bit of a leading question. Obviously, as a festival director, you're not allowed to have favourites. Do you think? You can't have favourites. It's like being a parent who's just sort of like, look, the older one's nice, but the younger one's a lot funnier. I mean, sort of as a parent, that's just like a no-go zone. Is it sort of the same thing for a festival director, or is there something that you can say is really kind of pushing your buttons this week, or does your favourites change?
When I look at this festival, it's one baby. It's one big baby who's very complex. So
Nice answer. Tell me about your big, complex baby.
It's so interesting. I'm so excited personally because I've given the ownership and the roles to arts workers from each discipline, and they have come up with the showcase and the art program. And honestly, the whole program as a whole is what excites me, because I've seen it develop with these amazing coordinators who have given so much of their time and commitment to something that they believe in. So I love it. I get to sit back and see the festival team has over 20 people, and they're all my babies. So they're just one big proud dad I am in this director.
There you go. You know what? It really feels very for Triple Z, like that same feeling that there's just a lot of people coming together to produce something quite amazing. So I can see why you guys are great sponsors. I think, though, probably the best thing we could do is direct people to your website and get them to check it out so that they could come next week. Whereabouts would they head for some more information?
You can find us on Facebook, the Brisbane Emerging Art Festival, and the website is brisbaneemergingartfestival.com. We will be providing free drinks for the community and an excellent showcase. So head along to Metro Arts on the 18th, and at any point from 6 to 11 p.m., at any point when you walked in, you'll be able to engage with some amazing emerging art practice. So it's worth it. Don't miss it.
Probably should say also it's all free. Do you mean gold coin donation, a little bit of support? But as far as I know, it's not a ticketed event.
We've run a possible campaign, and we've had a lot of community support, and from that, generous support outside of asking for gold coin donations. People can do that if they want. It's not expected at all. Just really appreciate and have respect for the artists and what they're trying to show, and the arts workers. And I think that's enough.
There you go. So get behind it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Now,
thanks for
No worries, Travis. I think that what we're going to do now is head out with a song, a little bit of Rufus Wainwright. My phone's on vibrate for you, just as a bit of a celebration of actually getting this telephone interview up and on the air. Thank you for chatting with us. That's Travis DeWan, the director of the Brisbane Emerging Arts Festival.
That was Bedroom Eyes with Dum Dum Girls. That is such a beautiful song.
Oh. Isn't it happy? Makes me happy.
Yes, and the time is now 4 minutes to 2 o'clock on At The Local on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM or the www.4zzzfm.org.au.
Wicked. And before that, we had Rufus Wainwright with Vibrate, a little bit of a Britney Spears reference slipped in there.
Yes, and Britney Spears, get out there and catch at the Brisbane Powerhouse the Britney Spears dedicated cabaret show, which is going to be amazing. And also, we had Brisbane Emerging Arts Festival.
Travis DeWan, the director, was chatting about what's going on next Saturday at Metro Arts with the Brisbane Emerging Arts Festival.
Yes.
All you need is a kind donation to get behind a pretty amazing and dynamic experience of art, music, film, all the rest of it from great 4ZZZ sponsors.
Yes, and Flickerfest is also on tonight.
Well, it's been a big day. I think we'll have to talk about the Queer Film Festival another time.
Another time? It just doesn't make it in our bill
today. It's too busy.
Too busy. But yes, you can get all the information on those websites. And plus, like I said earlier, our website. www.4zzzfm.org.au. All the information's on there.
This has been At The Local.
Yes, and Basmati and the Yard will be coming up on the other side of this track.
And it might be a big day. Is this the Bob Marley birthday bash?
Oh my goodness, it is.
It's going to be heavy. Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at that.
4ZZZ sponsors. Is it Woodland Bar are having a Bob Marley birthday bash, which I think is happening just about annually.
A big show. Worldwide. Whoa.
Okay.
And it's $10 entry.